A heat wave has occurred because the heat has been pumping its way out of the northwest of Africa across Spain and Portugal, where we have seen record-breaking temperatures. Curl of cloud just offshore from the Iberian Peninsula has been drawing winds in from a southerly direction. That's going to continue making its way further northwards as the Azores High. This area of high pressure here just eases a little further eastwards. It opens the floodgates for that heat to surge up across France, pushing up towards the UK. By the time we come to Monday, temperatures here getting up to around 35 Celsius in London or more. Touch warmer still as we go on into Tuesday. And somewhere across the UK, particularly into the south and east, I suspect we'll see temperatures getting close to, if not touching, 40 degrees Celsius. Thankfully, by Wednesday, something a little fresher just topples in from western parts as that heat just surges into central parts of Europe. So is it down to climate change? That's the big question. Well, as you can see from these NASA charts, climate scientists have been telling us for decades now that we are likely to see an increase in the severity and the frequency of heat waves because of global warming. And if we take a closer look at the UK, here's some of that evidence here as well. Since 1900 to 2002, temperatures have reached 35 degrees Celsius on 9 occasions. Since 2003, we've seen that occur on 7 occasions. 7 out of the 10 hottest years here have occurred since 2003.